All right, this letter that Donald Trump sent to the Prime Minister of Norway is beyond the pale, and the entire world is shocked at the breaking news. There will be times in this video where I go beyond just breaking the news and I act as a concerned U.S. citizen, because I am. I am genuinely concerned at this letter that Donald Trump sent to the Prime Minister of Norway, in which he admits that he's so angry he didn't get a Nobel Peace Prize that he is now no longer thinking, quote, purely of peace, and then uses that as a pretext to justify him wanting to invade Greenland, annex Greenland, and use the U.S. military to take it as our own territory. The guy who ran under the slogan of no new wars is now threatening every country in our hemisphere and even striking some countries in our hemisphere. This letter is absolutely batshit insane, and I just want to reiterate, I'm genuinely a concerned U.S. citizen at this point. I mean, yes, I break the news on this channel every day. I'll insert my opinion here and there, but it's mostly just factual news breaking. But in this video, I just want to say that as someone who lives in this country, as someone who respects this country and the institutions that have allowed us to get this far, obviously we're not perfect. I would never claim that we're perfect, but I think America, for what it was a few years ago, was great. As somebody who wants this country to stand for democracy and respect and human dignity and human flourishing and upward mobility, that's not what it stands for under Trump. It stands for bullying. It stands for threatening our allies and isolating us on the world stage while we are using the type of rhetoric that got us in world wars like 100 years ago. The world wars that started were because of the exact type of things that Trump is doing, egotistical moves to take over countries because he didn't get a Nobel Peace Prize. Before I even read his letter, let me just back up a few days. After threatening Greenland for well over a year, Donald Trump then places tariffs on all of our NATO allies who won't support him in his threat against Greenland and Denmark, who are also our NATO allies. That's perhaps the dumbest part of this all. Donald Trump could call up Greenland or call up Denmark and say, hey, we've been allies for like decades now. We used to have 17 joint military bases. How about we up those military bases? And I guarantee you Denmark would be like, absolutely, let's do it. Let's work together because we could all be safe. But instead, Donald Trump wants to put everyone at danger by doing this shit. Trump announces new European tariffs and Greenland standoff. Allies outraged. The president escalated his drive to take part of the Danish territory, targeting Denmark and seven other European countries with a 10% rate. Now, keep in mind, Trump has a huge habit of announcing tariffs, but not actually enacting those tariffs or doing 90-day delays, so he never actually enacts them. He literally chickens out on the tariffs almost every single time, which is better for the American people. But the world leaders named in this are currently meeting at the World Economic Forum this week. Trump will be there on Wednesday talking to these world leaders that he's been threatening, so things are sure to get interesting. It's Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, Britain, the Netherlands, and Finland. Those are the NATO members and U.S. allies that have been directly targeted by the Trump administration. Moving on, those countries then responded yesterday. They said in a joint statement from Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, the United Kingdom. It's crazy how Trump is literally trying to start a world war with all of our NATO allies. They all responded in a joint statement and said, as members of NATO, we are committed to strengthening Arctic security as a shared transatlantic interest. Thank you. Yeah, we all have a shared interest. The pre-coordinated Danish exercise, Arctic Endurance, conducted with allies, responds to this necessity. It poses no threat to anyone. We stand in full solidarity with the Kingdom of Denmark and the people of Greenland, building on the process begun last week. We stand ready to engage in a dialogue based on the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity that we stand firmly behind. So all of these countries have had to mobilize a certain number of troops. Some mobilized one, some mobilized dozens of troops to go do exercises in Greenland to basically stave off the United States and say, hey, get the hell out of here. Tariff threats, they say, undermine transatlantic relations and risk a dangerous downward spiral. We will continue to stand united and coordinated in our response. We are committed to upholding our sovereignty. And due to this statement, due to them standing up to Trump with a written letter, he decides to turn into the Joker, like Heath Ledger's version of the Joker in the Nolan trilogy. And he's like, oh, I didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize. Now I don't even want peace anymore. That is what Trump is saying. How is any Republican okay with this? Time and time again, Trump cannot be told no. Whether it's women telling him no back in the 90s, early 2000s, genuinely, it's the same type of psychological trigger that he's having triggered now when this coalition of countries stands up. So again, Part of this channel, part of the beauty of this channel is that we're all just like-minded, concerned people who want to see democracy flourish. A lot of people are in the United States that watch this. A lot of people aren't, but we're all concerned, like-minded people. Today, I'm honestly just veering into concerned U.S. citizen. And of course, I've been concerned over the past year. If you've been watching this channel, we relentlessly hammer home the lies. But waking up to this type of news, I wake up pretty early, like sometimes 4 or 5 a.m. I wake up, I drink my coffee, and like reading through this, let me just read it for you. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe if you are also someone who's concerned and you want to continue to push back and regain the democratic values that have allowed us to get where we are today. We are going to continue to fight for that, so subscribe below. I love you all. To continue, Nick points out, new POTUS letter to Jonas Garstor links the Nobel Prize to Greenland, reiterates the threats from Trump, and is forwarded by the National Security Council staff to multiple European ambassadors in Washington. So this is a mass threat being sent out by Donald Trump to not only the Prime Minister of Norway, but then multiple European ambassadors. It says, "Dear Ambassador, President Trump has asked that the following message shared with Prime Minister Stor be forwarded to your blank, name head of government slash state." Then, this is what Donald Trump says. This is some batshit crazy stuff. Quote, "Dear Jonas, considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped 8 wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant, but can now think of what is good and proper for the United States of America. Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China, and why do they have a right of ownership anyway? There are no written documents. It's only a boat landed there hundreds of years ago. But we had boats landing there also. I have done more for NATO than any other person since its founding. And now, NATO should do something for the United States. The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland. Thank you, President DJT." Okay, let's debunk this, but I'm also going to do it in concerned citizen mode because, first of all, this guy is unhinged. Our president is actually fucking crazy, and he's also really dumb. He doesn't understand what he's doing, which is an even more dangerous combination. A dumb, crazy idiot who's also a dumbass and is going based off some core instinct that is just deteriorating as he gets older. But he is about to shred the only global order that has benefited the United States in a post-World War era. I'm talking about both world wars that led to a massive amount of bloodshed, death, countries being bombed, cities being bombed, troops not returning home. We don't want to go back to that. We do not want to go back to that. After World War II, we created NATO, an alliance that allowed these countries to come together, not all countries, not even most countries, just the developed countries that wanted to participate and help make sure they were protected. They came together. These countries haven't been in a world war since then because we have the NATO alliance. Denmark, if it were even touched, Greenland, if it were even so much as touched by Russia or China, would trigger Article 5. And all U.S. troops would go protect it. But what Trump is doing is saying, be damned with Article 5, be damned with NATO. We're going to grab what we want. It is now a free-for-all. That does not work long-term. Then Russia further invades Ukraine. Then China grabs Taiwan. We lose control of the semiconductors. Everything here gets more expensive. Trump gets more desperate, and we spiral and spiral down the toilet until we're invading countries for more natural resources, and there's a massive world war once we end up colliding with China as they're taking over Eastern Europe. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants to return to this, yet Donald Trump can't see five steps ahead. Also, sorry, let's just return to the text. There's so much to break down here. He has not stopped 8 wars. Is one of those wars going to be Israel-Gaza, which is still going on? You haven't stopped that. Gaza's still being bombed by Israel and starved by Israel. He says, they decided to not give me the Nobel Peace Prize. What he doesn't understand is that the cutoff for the Nobel Peace Prize happened on January 28th. You can literally look it up. The end of January is when the cutoff was of last year. So Trump is angry that he wasn't nominated 7 days into his term in January of 2025 and then given that Nobel Peace Prize for something he did months later. He then says, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace. Nobody thought you did anyways, dude. You've been sending U.S. troops to cities since you first got into office. Nobody thinks that you're thinking about peace. You're thinking about how to terrorize blue cities, terrorize people who disagree with you, and this type of rhetoric will only continue to weaken his power a lot. And I mean a lot of Republican senators and representatives are really pissed off about this. The question is, are they going to say so publicly and to his face? He then says, Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China. They can, because they have the help of all NATO countries. He says, why do they have a right of ownership anyway? for the same reason that we have a right of ownership to Alaska or any other state that we own. He says there are no written documents. It's only a boat that landed there. That's kind of how it always has worked. That's always how it's worked, yeah. If you want to talk about boats landing there and claims to land, we don't want to dig up our past either. He says, I have done more for NATO than any other person since its founding. Really, bro? Biden was able to bring NATO together so much so that two entire countries joined under his term. He made it so appealing, so attractive for countries to join NATO that two entire countries joined, upped their spending on their defense, and they are now a part of the best alliance in American history, in global history. I mean, think about it. If you're one of those countries in Eastern Europe and you always have Russia breathing down your neck, licking its lips, always ready to invade you at all times, then yeah, you're going to want to be a part of an alliance which is more akin to a gated community. It's a gated community where you have great neighbors that will walk out with pitchforks anytime somebody tries to attack you or touch your house. If someone even so much as throws an egg at your house, all of your allies will come out and protect you. Would you rather have that, or you're sleeping out on the streets in the cold with Russia eyeing you down, licking its lips, salivating, waiting to take you over at any moment? Of course, any country would want to be a part of that alliance. I mean, look at Ukraine. Ukraine wasn't fully allowed to join NATO because Russia was still meddling in their entire country and they weren't fully free of war. And because they weren't a part of NATO, Russia was able to invade. Now, if Ukraine was a part of NATO, Russia wouldn't have touched them. They would still have sovereign borders. So to continue, people in Greenland, people in Denmark are saying, we are not a pussy you can grab. Honestly, even beyond like the joking of it all, this is a very apt analogy. Donald Trump does not know boundaries. He does not know how to stop using power dynamics against the little guy. And Stephen Miller says the same type of shit.
Well, you said it, Sean. Greenland is essential for America's national security. The new domain of international competition is going to be polar competition.
Dude, honestly, the first sentence he says isn't even false, but it's the implication that's scary. So when someone says, Greenland is essential for the United States security, that's not even the part that we should debate. Be like, yeah, it is essential. That's why they're our ally. They're our NATO ally. They're our friend. But then where he takes it from here is effing terrifying. He takes it to, and that is why the bigger country must take over the smaller country.
That is where more and more resources are being spent by our nation's adversaries and rivals.
Okay.
Is the ability to control movement, navigation, lanes of travel in the polar and Arctic regions. Greenland is 25% larger than Alaska. Greenland is the size of 1/4 the continental United States. With respect to Denmark, Denmark is a tiny country with a tiny economy and a tiny military.
I mean, this is where the imperialist batshit crazy rhetoric comes in. I have a feeling that Stephen Miller and Donald Trump are kind of just hyping themselves up behind the scenes. I'm imagining the two dumbest, most bloodthirsty people I know, Stephen Miller and Donald Trump, hyping themselves up behind the scenes about this. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the work of independent media, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all. Peace out.